Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin our meditation in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I believe in you. I firmly believe that you're the one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he'll come to judge the living and the dead. I believe that all these truths which the church teaches, I believe them because you've revealed them, your eternal truth and wisdom, and you can't deceive us. And so I believe that, and I want to live and die in this faith, Lord. And I hope in you. I hope by your grace for pardon for all my sins, and after life here to have eternal life of happiness with you forever. Because I hope in that because you've promised it. And you're infinitely powerful, faithful, kind, and merciful. And in this hope, I intend to live and die. And I love you, Lord God. I love you above all things. And I love my neighbor for your sake, because you're the highest, infinite, and perfect good, worthy of all my love. In this love, Lord, I intend to live and die. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in this prayer. I thank you for your kindness and your mercy. Thank you for your speaking to me and revealing to me more of your heart in this prayer. And I humbly open myself to receive what you want to give me today. And I'll read from John 14:6-14. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do not know him, and you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I don't speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe because the works themselves. Amen, amen. I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these. Because I'm going to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. What a beautiful flow to this gospel, Jesus. Beautiful how you reveal in yourself to Philip, how you answer the questions of Thomas. How you're revealing your heart to your apostles and helping them understand. And the thing that strikes me is this relationship between you, the Father, and the works. That as you try to answer the question of, you know, show us the Father, like reveal the Father, as you point to yourself. Like, I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. Like, if you know me, and if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. There's no difference between me, because everything I do and say and accomplish is a revelation of my Father, because it's out of love for him that I do all that I do. I'm here because of him. This interrelational action between the Father and the Son, which is constantly revealed in the activity of the Son, is beautiful. that you are in the Father and the Father's in you. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing the Father to us. God is not far away and distant because you've made him present. You've made him visible in your actions, audible in your words. So we're not at a loss of show us God, where's God, how do we understand him? We know through you, we know. And Lord, it makes me think of so many souls that I run into on a regular basis that don't see the Father, don't see God, whether they're atheists or agnostic or believers who are struggling to see where's God present in their life. They are echoes of Philip's confusion, Philip's complaint, show us the Father, where is he? And Jesus, your answer is, look at me. You have the Father here. Look at what I say and do, and you can see and know the Father. And so, Jesus, I'm struck to also share that same message with others. Look at Jesus. See his actions. Listen to his words. Read them, and there is the Father. And Jesus, you also point to your works, to your actions, to what you do, the signs and wonders, the healings, the miracles. Those also reveal the Father, the love that's present there, and not wanting the lame or the sick to be continuously burdened by their sickness or their lack of mobility. That reveals the Father's desire to set us free for life, for rejoicing, for fullness of life. Your actions, your healing power, your miracles reveal the Father. That's who the Father is, someone who's concerned for the limitations, the struggles, the crosses, the frustrations, the sins of his children. So often, Jesus, I can look at the challenges, the crosses, the sins, the unanswered prayers as a sign that you're not present. But that's not the way I should look at it. I should look at it. You are the first who's longing to respond and answer. And if you don't, it's because some greater good is in preparation. Because some disposition of heart needs to grow in the soul to receive the gift that you want to give. I believe that you're always generous, always good. And if there's some apparent good not happening, it's either I don't see it the way you see it, I don't see the good that's happening, or I'm not seeing it the way you see it, the good that's about to happen, the preparation that's going on. Give me faith, Jesus. Give me eyes to see, ears to hear, to see the action of God. And give me a humble heart to not question the Father. Certainly, yes, as a trusting son, to ask, to seek greater understanding, but not to question as the rebellious, kind of arrogant questioning, putting myself at the same level of God. No, it's not what I want, Lord. Give me humility to accept and to see, to receive your action. After taking some time to pray, Lord, I want to formulate then my resolution. How I can take these graces and thoughts and movements into my day. And I commit to that resolution. And close this time of prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.